Long Haul Podcast.
What up, guys?
What up, babe? We back.
Sorry we're coming to you late this week. We literally have, I have not seen Vito since Monday.
Yeah, it's been real busy. Yeah. But we back.
But we back. We back.
You look like J-Lo with those hoop earrings.
You know it.
You got 3-inch gold hoop earrings on. You know what
I
they
love
say?
Hoops. I wear them
the bigger
all
the hoop, the bigger the hoe.
You should know.
That's you, baby. Why do you think I got you?
I know.
I was like, look at those hoops. When I first met you, your hoops were about double that size.
Come on.
And now they've gotten smaller.
Yeah, I'm a married woman. I've always loved and worn hoops.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Well, you know I love the Latinas.
Mm-hmm.
I love Latinas. All you Latinas out there, I love you, but you crazy.
But you cray. So... We had asked a while ago questions and advice, and we didn't get to everything before. So I have a couple of them. I have a question, babe. If you're into somebody who's not that educated and has no motivation to become more, has no motivation to be, can you overcome?
Reread.
So this girl asks, if you're into a guy, but he's not
so
educated,
not she's just
slash has no motivation to be, can you overcome?
Can I overcome what?
That.
The fact that he's uneducated?
The fact that they're uneducated and has no motivation to be.
No.
I don't think I can either. Only because, to me, I think it's different if you're book smart. But the older I get, the more I'm into, I guess, like awareness and trying to better myself and grow as a person and continue to learn, because that's really the only way you grow.
And obviously it's bothering her now. It's gonna bother her more if they were to date.
Yeah.
Like, he's an idiot and he doesn't care and he's unmotivated. Now it's not gonna get better.
Yeah, agreed.
Uh-oh, Hutch is gonna bark.
All right,
he's such a cute boy.
I know.
Hutch, come here.
Here's a couple of advices.
Oh, yes.
Advices. Married love is not unconditional. You have to choose each other every day. Truth.
Wouldn't that be unconditional?
You have to choose for it to be unconditional. It's not just like, oh, I love you. Now there's this unconditional love. You have to like work at it and choose each other.
Yeah, yeah,
there's still conditions. I feel like as
there's
people,
be a condition where you're like, I don't love you right now.
You're going to feel that way, but you have to, you know.
Yeah, I like that.
Let it go. My husband and I are both good at this. So when it's not important, we let it go.
Yeah. I have a bad memory, so I usually let
everything go. We
both do. I know. It's great.
I know.
It's great.
Always be kind to each other, even on the bad days, which is important and good.
Kindness is, it's up there and one of the most important things in life.
Yeah. It's very important.
Yeah.
Do you look down on people that choose to divorce their spouse?
No. No. Do you?
I do not. I think that every situation is very, very different. So.
Well, so this podcast is about the long haul of marriage, right? Like, it's our goal to, I mean, it's not our goal. We vowed our lives to each other, right? And with rising divorce rates, I think what's important, you sent me an article today about, I'll bring it up, but one of the points was, of all successful marriages, you have to ride the lows as well as the highs. Like, you can't just take the highs of marriage and be like, oh, this is why I married you. I love you so much. He's good. He's going to lay on the vent. Mm-hmm. You know, I love you so much. This is great. This is how it should always be. And then when it gets low, being like, I can't do this. I need out.
Right.
You know, granted, if you're being abused, get out.
Well, that's different.
That's different. But if you're just going through the lows, you have to take the lows with the highs. You have to take the good with the bad and, you know.
First of all, I don't look down on anybody.
Yeah,
but
that's, who am I to look down on anybody?
Right. But I do think if you're choosing to divorce your spouse because you're refusing to face things that are being reflected to you about yourself, you know, I think that there's some situations where they're like, oh, I just can't, whatever. But it's that person who's refusing to do the work to work through things, to let their spouse in, to let, you know what I mean?
So let's be honest with where we're at.
Okay.
We've been married 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay. So we really have no idea.
Right.
So when I was talking to my like my mom and my aunt about proposing to you. I was just asking about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is it like, basically? And both of them said there were times where it was really, really, really hard and they didn't think they were going to make it out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But once they made it out of it, their love grew so much deeper that they like couldn't fathom that they can love their husbands anymore.
Right.
And like my aunt, who's like a second mom to me, was saying, she's like, the love that I had for your uncle when we got married is a joke compared to the love that I have for him now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of all the hardships they went through and all the lows where they were like, I hate you right now.
And transitions. And
right. Mm-hmm. And they rode the, but it's just going through life together and the ups and downs. She's like, the love that I have now is inexplainable and you can't understand it or know it until you go through these things and choose to stick it out.
Yeah.
And that's a feeling like we're here for a human experience, right? Like we're here to love and all that, whatever you believe we're here for. But it's like, you can't feel that when you quit. Now looking down, no. To answer your question, no. We don't look down on
I also
people who
think
get divorced.
Though,
but there's something
if
to be
you're
said
just
to stick
choosing
it out.
To quit, I'm not saying you're just choosing to quit, but let's say you're at that breaking point. If you haven't gone to therapy, if you haven't talked to somebody, like I truly believe you need to exhaust every single resource to try to make it work. Unless there is abuse, cheating, the absolutes that, you know, for you that it's like, I can't be in this toxic relationship anymore. But if you don't want to take responsibility for your part in trying to make this work, or you don't want to...
This is assuming that you guys got married like on your own terms because you loved each other and you weren't forced into it or anything like that. You know, like this is like your choice. And then a couple years later, you're like, nah, I can't do this. Well, it's like, well, yes, you can.
Right. Like, why? Why can't you do this? But also, I think that marriage is to serve as the biggest mirror to each other.
Yeah.
Like, I've learned so much about myself by being with you because you reflect those things back to me. And when I'm usually upset with you, it's usually my own things that are being triggered.
Mm-hmm.
It usually has nothing to do with you.
The things you're not happy about with yourself.
Right.
And I'm just...
I mean, there's times where it's like, okay, yeah, that might be annoying or something. But even then, it's like...
So the culture that I'm fascinated with and I love is Navs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a buddy who I grew up with who is Punjabi, and their religion is Sikhism and stuff, which is like, love everybody, yada, yada. But in his culture, his family's from India. They have arranged marriages, and he was a part of a modern-day arranged marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out rough or whatever, just getting used to it, obviously. Like, they went on a couple dates, but... now it's so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so happy. And like, they look happy, and like just how they mingle and mesh together is great. But what he was explaining was his parents went through the same thing, and his aunts and uncles and grandparents, whatever. And they have like the highest success rate for marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And it's arranged. So they're strangers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the commitment to each other, and it's the commitment to make it work. So they become... They do whatever it takes, and they learn to respect each other, and they communicate. They learn how to communicate, and they learn how to fight, and they learn how to respect each other.
And how to love each other.
And it is, and yeah, and they grow in love together.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, he kissed me and I woke up from my ever-long sleep and now we're happily married, whatever. It's like, no, that's the fairy tale stuff. That's cool, whatever, but that's not what marriage is.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe marriage isn't who you're in love with.
Not at all.
I just don't think that's what it is.
No, it's
And
not.
Again, we've been married for 7 months, six
what
months,
we
whatever.
Know?
We know nothing. This is just my experience with talking with people who have been married a while, and also people from different cultures who marriage is sacred, like actually sacred, and they have huge success rates with them. And
mm-hmm.
it's all about, yeah, working together. Knowing
well,
your
I think
role,
respect
but like just
is a huge
yeah.
thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that was also in that article that I sent you too. It said the number one thing isn't necessarily love, it's respect. Like you have to respect that other person. And I think a part of that too is respecting yourself and realizing your flaws and your differences. And I don't know, for some reason right now, babe, like ownership just keeps coming up to me. You have to be willing to take ownership of your bull crap that you're bringing into it. Mm-hmm. And not projecting, like, you make me feel this way. I feel insecure. I feel all these different things. It's like, okay, you need to figure out where these deep rooted beliefs are coming from within you. And yeah, there are things that you have to work through as a couple. Obviously, if you're telling me like, oh, you're gross, I'd be like, wow, that makes me feel really insecure when you say that. But if you're projecting onto the other person, or you're, I don't know, I just feel like I see a lot of people not taking ownership of their bull crap, you know, and hoping that getting married is going to, oh, I found that, like, heal them or fix them. And then it doesn't.
So why aren't you wearing your ring? And then they're
disappointed. My rash is almost gone.
Okay, where'd the rubber one?
It's on the counter.
Okay, you're going to get,
we're going to fight. I was putting makeup on.
Yeah, ownership is huge, though.
Yeah.
I agree. I found the article. If you want to do a couple more, and then we could just power through these.
No, because the last one I'm going to do is going to be the longest.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, let's talk long distance advice.
Don't do it. Just don't. Don't.
No, Vito and I disagree. Babe, if we didn't do distance, we wouldn't be together.
We didn't do distance, and the only reason why we are together is because you moved here.
After we had known each other for a year and a half.
We knew each other, but we didn't do distance.
We did.
For very little. And it was, hey, can't do this. Either we're together in the same place or we're not.
So I think that a big thing for distance is obviously communication. But you have to know...
Dude, straight up, don't do it.
No, Vito, you're being ridiculous. No, I know so many people.
No, I'm not. Humans are made for physical interaction.
We have physical interaction, and we did
long distance?
Yes, once a month.
No, we had it. We had it when we were together. Short distance.
Babe, if we didn't do distance, if we never even tried it, we would not be married and together today.
We didn't do
it. Yes, we did. Then why did you drive 9 hours to Toronto to come take out some random girl there? That was distance.
Because you said you weren't going to live there. You were living there temporarily.
Then moving back to Vegas, which would still be distance.
You
didn't say that.
You said Chicago was on your list. I said,
yeah, it was on my list, but
she's coming to Chicago.
Vito's so full of crap right now. Babe, you can't say just don't do it. Erase from your memory. Pretend I have this Men in Black thing that's like, it's gone from your memory. What Vito just said. So distance can be very hard. You definitely have to set, I guess, boundaries with each other, because when you don't have that interaction, all you have is the communication through your phone. That can be
Here's
really
what I will say.
Hard.
When we were talking and we weren't in the same place, we grew very, very deep together.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was not the physical
distraction,
we learned so much about each other. And we would talk for hours, and we'd FaceTime for hours. And it wasn't like we weren't doing any sexy FaceTiming. It was just like talking.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked and talked and talked and then didn't talk and just sat there and then talked and talked and talked. And we learned so much about each other that when we did see each other, it was so comfortable. And it was like,
yeah,
we just genuinely enjoyed. But I think so. That's okay. You can do long distance. But as soon as you get the sign that you can't do long distance, or not that you can't, but as soon as you get the sign of like, I'm annoyed talking with this person, then be done. Because if you can't talk with them.
Why? Did you feel annoyed talking with me?
No, I was like, I need to be around this girl more. Mm-hmm. That's why I couldn't
do
it.
So I'm going to break up with her. That makes sense.
Because we weren't going to be together. I wasn't moving to Vegas.
I want to be around her more. So I'm just going to.
Yeah. So why am I teasing myself? So I'll just, let's end this. But you know what I'm saying?
No.
So. I knew I wanted to be with you because I so enjoyed just talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't enjoy talking to you, our relationship's not going to work, period. So if you're doing long distance right now and you genuinely enjoy talking to this person and you guys can't get off the phone together, great. Learn as much as you can about each other. But when are you going to take the next step?
Well, so I think with distance...
You're going to get married and live across the country
other? So... First of all, I mean, Vito and I did distance for like 6 months on and off. I guess we talked all the time, but we weren't really together. And then we kind of ended things. And then we did distance again later, knowing that.
No. I came to Vegas for a month. And when I left, I said,
right, but I'm saying
we put in a plan for you to move to Chicago.
After the distance for before, you were like, listen, I want to see if this will really work. I want to see what it's like every day with you because...
So I moved to Vegas for a month.
Yeah, because when we were together, it was always on vacation mode. Yeah. So it's like you don't see each other. And then when you're together, you usually don't have to work or you... You get like a weekend of 24 hours of each other and it's good and it's fun and it's
very
whatever.
Magical.
Most of the time for sure. And, you know, then you go back to your life. So for Vito, he kept saying, I need to know what it's like to do life with you. Like
when
know,
I get home from work and I'm dead tired and dirty and you just want to hold hands and skip through daisies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, I'm going to bed.
So, you know, and for me, I did want to move to Chicago. I wanted the city experience. So he came to Vegas for a month. It went great, but we left with a plan of, okay, because he knew he couldn't do distance. I could, but Vito's like, I cannot do distance. Like if
I could talk about this for hours.
If we are going to do distance, there needs to be a plan or an end date in sight. So that I know that this is going somewhere,
right.
Or that we know that we're at least going to give it a try to see what it's like in real life. Otherwise, what, we're going to talk for 2 years and then...
And then what?
And then I moved to Chicago and we're like, no way, you know?
Right.
So, but I mean, that was a year and a half after we met that I moved here. So, I'm...
So, yes. The answer is yes. You can do long distance. I changed my answer. You can do long distance. What?
I just feel like you're rushing me.
No. I'm just saying, you can do long distance, but you have to have an end goal.
I don't even think that you necessarily, like how, so that, I think that was where it was really, really hard for us because we had just started talking. We really liked each other. We couldn't really make an end goal yet because I couldn't say you're the one. So it'd be kind of crazy.
All of a sudden, I'm not the one.
I couldn't say that to you. In my head, I'm saying it. I'm like, this guy's crazy. How does he not know he's going to marry me? Like... So you know what I mean? So you can't just, if we had just met and just started talking and we're in different places,
yeah,
it's kind of weird to have an end goal of like,
no, right.
If
yeah,
you're
yeah,
dating
yeah.
and talking
but
and trying to figure it out.
But then you're also not exclusive if you're just talking. So.
I don't know. I mean, I think that you can still, like I said, put up boundaries and be like, okay, we're exclusively talking to each other, but like, let's enjoy this and take it step by step. I think once you feel that place of, like you said, I can't do this anymore or whatever, like maybe discuss an end goal. Or I think if you know in your mind, like, yes, I could potentially see myself with this person and see myself moving there, or they've mentioned that they could move here. Like that is some sort of like peace of mind. But if you know, like, I'm never going to move to this place, this person's never going to move here, you know, then what are
yeah,
you doing?
Right.
Unless you're just having fun, then you know that you can't emotionally get invested. So like, what's the point?
Yeah. Long distance without emotion is great.
Have you done long distance without emotion?
No. Just seems great.
Mm. Yeah.
It seems like that Ludacris song.
Got hoes in different area codes?
Yep.
You're so ridiculous. I actually wrote the lyrics to that song.
You did?
Yeah. Mm, Luda.
Luda. That's your man. It. You love Luda.
I love Ludacris. But yeah, so if somebody's asking for advice,
yeah,
for it,
just because you don't like my advice doesn't mean it's
not good.
Not good.
It's
right.
Not good. You guys, let us know what you do for long distance.
I want to know how many people do long distance.
A lot. I know a lot of people.
It's bananas.
And I think that also
it's probably the same people that crumple their toilet paper and not fold it.
Oh my gosh, you're so ridiculous. No, because you fold, I crumple. We were long distance and we ended up together.
I did not want to do long distance and I fold. You wanted to do long distance. And
I didn't want to. I wanted you.
Well, should have moved earlier.
Babe, everything turned out great.
Yeah, it did. We're good.
I think if I would have moved earlier, I don't know. Who
it
knows what would have happened.
Me off.
Right, exactly. So it's hard to put that in goal. I think that
all
when
in
you
God's
do,
timing.
I think when you do get to spend time together, like, make the plan for the next time so that you have something to look forward to. So if you get to spend time together, be like, okay, like when are we going to see each other next? And have those plans so that you can look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and learn how to manage, I guess, your expectations of the other person. If it's like, oh, we only see each other for a weekend and it has to be magical every time. And it, you know, he better plan all these, whatever. Well, if you want him to plan all these different things, you better tell him. Don't just expect them to either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be like, hey, I haven't seen you in a long time. You should plan a really fun date for us to do. Or whatever. Just tell them, because you can't expect.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I come to Chicago, you'd be like, what do you want to do?
Because all there is to do here is eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I'm down with.
Yeah, but you never took me to the signature room or the bean or any of the iconic things.
The bean?
Yeah, I love the bean.
Let's go to the bean, babe.
Okay.
The bean is so dumb.
You're dumb. But whenever you came to Vegas, I had tons of stuff planned.
Well, it's Vegas.
We didn't go down to the strip. We did other things.
We hiked. That was the only thing we did.
We camped. We went to national parks.
Okay. Are there national parks around here?
I don't know.
Is there hiking around here?
Have you looked?
Yeah. There's nothing.
Yeah, but there's the city. There's tons to do in the city.
Eat.
Oh, my gosh.
We eat all the time.
Oh, and then he takes me to this place where he's like, this is where I take all my dates.
It's a great place, though. Oh, my gosh. It's a tapas place, which I hate.
I hate tapas, too.
But it's a good... Tapas is a good... It's a good date place because then you could try different things, and it's like... It's a new conversation. Oh, did you like this one? How did you think about that one? What about this one? And they have the best sangria.
I don't know if I had it.
It's good.
I don't remember. I'm not a huge sangria person.
It's real good. I told you about that one time I had to finish that whole pitcher, right?
I think so.
I went on a date with this girl, and I was like, so do you want to get sangria? And she's like, yeah, but I'll probably just have a glass. And I was like, okay, we'll get a pitcher because she's going to have... Everyone has more than a glass.
Whenever I'm like, oh, I might have a bite, I like eat the whole thing.
Right. So she had a glass. And then I went to go pour another one. And she's like, no, I'm good. And I looked at the pitcher. And I was living downtown at the time. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not letting this go to waste. So I got bombed.
Hmm.
And she's like, do you want me to drive you home? And I lived down the street. I was like, no, I'm good. I got it. It was right down the street. And I was good. I wasn't stumbling. But then she drove me home. And then like... basically tapped me on the shoulder. She's like, okay,
get out now.
Good date. Good date. But yeah, that was bad. You didn't get the sangria there?
I don't remember.
Well, we should go back.
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah. I think my problem is I'm overly honest. And like when things pop in my head, I just say them. And I'm like, probably not the best thing to say on a date. Oh, I bring all my dates here.
Oh my gosh, I was on a date here with this girl last week and
it's not a lie.
Oh man, I do know a lot about Vito's past, all the girls he's made out with, and I know I don't know all of them, but
that was a makeout bandit.
Yeah.
So were you.
You're cute, boo.
So were you.
But long distance, what?
You weren't?
A little, I guess.
Yeah. I know your mom listens. Okay. Connie, she was.
I kissed a lot of boys, but I was very prude otherwise.
Kissed a lot of boys.
But
long distance, yeah. Is that the last one, the last question?
Yeah. I mean, I did long distance once and it didn't work because...
Duh.
No, not with you, somebody else.
Duh.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously. because I was the one putting in a lot more effort than the other person. And so I was just like, I'm not going to waste my time. So I think you just have to know your expectations, set your boundaries. Because honestly, babe, when we did distance, I was a crazy person. Like I didn't show you as much, but I was crazy. I legit would. I would run stories through my head that weren't true and convince myself of things. Like, I'm like, oh, well, he's probably like, I would make up stories in my head.
You're probably right.
Excuse me?
I'm teasing. I don't know what stories are in your head.
Do you want to die?
I was joking. So this article you sent me.
Yeah.
It is every successful relationship is successful for the same exact reasons.
Okay.
Da-na-na, da-na-na. Mm-hmm. All right. Number one. That was good theme music, babe. Be together for the right reasons.
I think that's really important.
Yeah. So that talking about like some of the wrong reasons are pressure from friends and family. Feeling like a loser because You were single and settle for the person that came along, being together for image, being young and naive, etc.
I think also being together just because you want to have kids is not a good reason to get together.
That's actually a lot of people.
Right, I know. And I don't think that that's good, because what happens if you can't, or what happens when the kids are gone?
If the kids are gone, when the kids are gone.
Right.
What, yeah.
Right. Like, what happens if you can't get pregnant?
Yeah.
What happens when the kids are gone? I think that's not the right reason.
So the do's are when you genuinely love to spend time with this person.
Yeah.
Like, if you love hanging out with them, because that's basically what marriage is. You're just constantly together.
Kick it.
Yeah, you're just constantly together. Number two, have realistic expectations. Have realistic expectations about relationships and romance. You are unrealistic about romance.
I don't think I'm unrealistic.
You're like, I know two of my friends have sex every day, and they have for the last 16 years. And I'm like, okay, well, one of them obviously doesn't work construction.
Sex doesn't equal romance, A.
I think that's what they're alluding to here.
No, romance is how I told you. I said, I want to come home one day, and you have candles lit and draw a bath, and you have a bath drawn for me. That's okay. Romance.
The day I get home before you.
You're so ridiculous. No, you're... This whole week, you were home before me.
What?
I had to leave every night to go do something.
But you were home before me. And then by the time you got home... Oh, so you're okay with me lighting candles and going to bed?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm asking. Because I'll do it.
All I'm hearing is excuses.
I'll do it.
All I'm hearing is excuses.
So you just want to take a bath by yourself?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that. I thought you wanted to get real
freaking naughty. No, I want to relax.
Okay. I can do that. Gotta go buy me some candles. Three, the most important factor in a relationship is not communication.
But respect.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with this.
Yeah.
Even though communication is number two.
Communication's huge.
But you have to respect each other.
Yeah.
Because I don't agree with a lot of what you say. And mm-hmm. You definitely don't agree with a lot of what I say.
But we respect each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't agree with a lot of what I say?
Pretty much everything you say, I'm like, oh my God.
I wish you guys could see our facial expressions.
I say every day how we're the exact same person.
Yeah, you
no,
do.
There are some things though I don't agree
right.
with you.
Again. Right.
Four, talk openly about everything, especially the stuff that hurts.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
No, you can't bury that. You can't hide it.
No,
I mean, you
no
can,
secrets.
But it's going to come out in resentment, bitterness, anger. It's going to manifest itself in wrong ways.
Especially if you have I just don't keep anything from you.
Yeah.
If I know something and you don't know it, I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I can't really think about anything that I know that you don't know.
I'm sure you're holding some secrets.
I know that you know that they know.
I know that you know that I know. Five, a healthy relationship means two healthy individuals.
Yeah. You.
Yeah. You take care of you. You do you, boo-boo, basically is what that says.
But I also think so... We are kind of in this age where it's like self-love, 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 which yes, that's very important. But by me loving myself, I never make you feel less than or not loved. It's not like, oh, well, I'm just loving myself right now. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not being selfish.
Like an act
love
of
yourself.
Self-love for me right now. One is doing the half marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And two is I had my first counseling session today. And for me, that's a way for me to love myself and take care of myself so I can better show up for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yes. Number six, give each other space. Which I feel like we're good at.
I feel like we're good at it, but I also don't feel like we need a lot of it.
Not a lot of it, but timing is huge for us.
Yeah.
I can tell when you're in a mood. You can tell when I'm in a mood.
I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you sometimes, like the other day, I was so hungry and we went to my parents to go get food because we just weren't home all day and food wasn't ready, whatever. So I'm like, my mom's going to have food. She's always got food. Get there, no food. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like 9 o'clock and you're all of a sudden like, oh, I got to go to the grocery store and get eggplant. I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. What do we? Let's go home and go to sleep. So we went to the grocery store, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to drop you off. I'm going to go to Portillo's and get a hamburger. go to Portillo's. The line's like out the door. The drive-through isn't moving. It's as if the cash register was broken or something. So I sat in the line for 15 minutes. I'm like, I'm out of here. And then I get on the phone with you and I said, listen, grab me something quick and then let's go home, whatever. And you're like, well, do you want this? And do you want this? I'm like, you know what? I'll just pop a burrito in the oven when we get home. And then you kept on saying, well, I can get you this. And I'm like, no, let's just go. Let's check out. Let's go. And you're like, I can get you this. I can get you this. I can get you this. And I kept on saying, no, no, no. And finally I was like, babe, what did I say? I was like, get in the car.
Yeah. Check out.
I was like, check out and let's go. And I kind of raised my voice.
Because I felt really bad. I knew you were really hungry and I wanted to get you something.
Yeah. But that would have been a good time to just be like, okay. After the fourth time. Number 7, you and your partner will grow and change in unexpected ways. Embrace it. That might be good advice for that lady who is talking about the divorce.
Yeah.
The D word. 8, get good at fighting.
I feel
number 9 is get good at forgiving.
I feel
things will be said.
Yes, but I also feel like we're pretty good at not saying something that we didn't mean for the most part.
Yeah.
Like I never say something to you and I'm like, oh, I wish I could take that back. I shouldn't have said that to him.
I'm sure we're still very early in.
No. I know that. Yeah. But I'm saying like we don't like name call or tear each other down.
Mm-hmm.
If we disagree on something, we have different opinions. I feel like we're pretty good at fighting. There's like one thing that we fight about that we're not good at fighting about. But
you're not good at fighting about it.
No, that's,
I sit there and take the
no,
take
that's
the
not
abuse.
True at all.
Okay, number 10, the little things add up to big things. And this is little good things. So it says, if you don't take time to meet for lunch, go on a walk, or go out to dinner and a movie with some regularity, then you basically end up with a roommate. Staying connected through life's ups and downs is critical. Eventually, kids grow up, your obnoxious brother-in-law will join the monastery, and your parents will die, blah, 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 blah. So they say, don't ever stop doing the little things, they add up. Things as simple as saying, I love you before going to bed, holding hands during a movie, doing small favors here and there. So all the little things. All the small things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the words. 11. This is your one. Sex matters. .. A lot.
Yeah, baby.
And you know how you know if you or her are slipping, sex starts to slide, period. No other test required. Interesting.
So if your sex starts to slide, one of you is slipping. And
it's not that easy sometimes. 12. Be practical and create.
Why do you say that's like mine? Like,
because you love sex,
babe, but you do too.
No, I know, but you're like, it's like a focus of yours.
No, it's not.
You count the hours in between sex.
You're making me sound like a crazy person.
No, it's great.
No, it's like we can go a couple of days.
6 hours?
No,
this is the longest I've gone.
You are so ridiculous.
I'm like, oh my God.
Babe, we had a very busy week this week, so we went longer than usual.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it had been so long and you agreed.
Yeah, I agree.
And then you make me feel like I'm the sex crazed person.
Babe, it's good to be sex crazed in a marriage.
Goodness.
I think. Be practical and create relationship rules. I don't like rules. We're going to skip that one. Be practical.
I don't know what kind of rules, I guess. I mean, 13. Our rules would be like respect.
Right. Learn to ride the waves.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one. Look at all this. We got to post this.
I also feel like, though, we've gone through a lot of waves because...
Oh, that's the last one. Last but certainly not least, learn to ride the waves. And then a bang.
I mean, we went through long distance. We went through me moving across the country and like adjusting to a whole new life.
Mm-hmm.
To the wedding and things that happened around that time. I feel like we've gotten to experience each other in challenging situations. We've gone through death together. We've gone, you know, like we've experienced a lot in the last 3.5 years that we've known each other. So I feel like that's really good because we've learned how to ride some of those waves. And I think that those prepare you for the bigger ones that life's going to throw at you.
Yeah. I think the waves that I don't know if I've seen with my brother and sister yet, which a lot of married people talk about, is the wave of like, you don't really want to be around your spouse.
Hmm.
I think that's the wave I'm not looking forward to.
Yeah. I don't, but I wouldn't
don't
even
know
put it
if
out
that's
there.
A thing.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it out there
but
that
a
it might
lot
not
of
necessarily
people say
come.
It.
I can understand like in the heat of something like, oh my gosh, you're driving me crazy or you fought about something. It's like, I just can't be around you right
no,
now.
No, I'm talking like,
where it's like, oh, I can't even look at him. He'd...
No, like my mom has even said, she goes, even after like 20 years, there are some days I sit down and I look at your dad and I think like, who is this person?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't even know this person or whatever. And you're just kind of like where you feel very disconnected and like strangers. They've yeah. never not been in love, you know, but it's
well,
like,
I feel like it goes back to that one point that says you guys are going to grow. You're going to whatever, embrace it. So we're going to go through different phases in life where I'm growing into this new thing and you're growing into that new thing. And it's like, who are you? This isn't, this isn't the person I met in 2015, you know, the girl who was doing this, like, life's going to take you down sometimes unpredictable paths, but that's where staying curious about each other is so important.
Yeah.
To be like, who are you today?
That's why they call me Whiskers in college.
Stop. You're so ridiculous. Cause I'm curious like a cat.
Curious like a cat.
But you know, I think staying curious, being like, who is this person? Who, like, how can I learn to love this person? Like, how can we adapt together?
Yeah.
Cause you're going to grow different ways in different areas at different times for sure.
Yeah. Life, man.
But that's why you have to have like a bond. And I feel like that's why like where faith is important to us, you know, like having God a part of our relationship and at the center of it, like, even if we're growing different ways, like we're still praying for each other every single day, you know, we're, you know, still going to church and
I sort of look at us as like, we're each other's biggest fans and we also get to have sex. You know,
like
where it's
groupie?
Like, you got your thing, I got my thing, we do life together.
Right.
And we're each other's biggest fans.
And best
we're
friends.
Also sexually attracted to each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's dope. So?
I'm your fan that cooks for you.
Yeah, you're like the best groupie there is.
I try.
Do my laundry. Cook me food.
Sometimes you fold it.
Yeah, we do laundry together.
Yeah, we both do.
So tonight, date night,
mm-hmm.
we're going to the House of Blues.
To see Not Go in Medicine for the People.
Which I have no idea what any of that means.
Oh my gosh, so good.
I'm so excited. Cannot wait.
You're going to love it, babe.
I'm sure. Are we going to get a contact high tonight?
No.
No? I feel like we are.
No. Babe, you have to be like...
Are our seats like... Are we standing next to the stage?
We're standing somewhere.
Well, because you asked me like if we should get a balcony or...
Right.
Balcony sitting down?
Probably.
Oh. But we're down in the pit?
Yeah.
Is it like a mosh pit type of band?
No, it's like... I don't know how to describe it. Acoustic,
it's
feel
like,
good vibes.
Whoa. Amber is the color of your energy.
But yeah, I mean, it's not 311, but it's... Chill, good vibes.
So we're gonna get a contact time.
No, we're not. I feel
chill,
like you're, you don't know. You claimed you got contact high once, but I do not.
The
believe
first
you.
Time, babe.
When you saw Dave Matthews Band.
No. I was sleeping. I was living with those four girls.
Oh my gosh.
And I was sleeping on their couch for like 6 months because Alex moved home and I didn't have a roommate and I had like, it was like a friend of a friend and I.
Vito lived with four girls for 6 months.
And on a Sunday, I was sleeping in my room, which was the family room.
Which was the couch in the family room.
So I was taking a nap on a Sunday, like a normal human.
Yeah.
And I wake up and it is like the house is on fire. That's how much smoke there was in the room. And Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen Go to Australia was on. I think that's the name of the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
And I woke up, and I kind of look around, and, like, everyone's kind of just zonked. And I'm like, who are these people? Because it was, like, two of the girls I lived with, plus, like, their boyfriends or something, or I don't know, like, friends. And I kind of sat up, and I felt real weird, and I felt kind of, like, tingly. And then I just caught myself watching Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen Go to Australia, and I was like...
like
just
giggling.
And I like after an hour I realized that I was like, oh my god, I think I'm high. So I got up and left and went to go get bagels at Chicago Bagel Authority, which is so good.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my first and only Mama Connie. I didn't do it wasn't me.
Right,
it wasn't me. It was forced upon me.
Yep.
But it was all right. Would I do it again? I didn't do anything. So, yeah, I wouldn't do anything again.
You're so funny.
But I'm excited for tonight.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
The last couple concerts we've been to have been yours.
Only Sohn. What else?
Sohn was...
It was so good.
Sure.
Babe, it was cool. Come on.
It was different.
Yeah.
It was real different.
What other concert did we go to that was mine?
Sohn... We're going to this Nako concert. No, that's it. We need to go to more concerts.
Yeah. Well, where did we go? Who did we see last year for your birthday?
Hall & Oates.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't go to Hall & Oates with you. You did that a different time. When
we didn't
Nikki
go
and Brian
last year.
Came.
Oh, Dave Matthews. We did Dave Matthews.
No.
We did Dave Matthews, babe.
Okay. For some reason, I thought I never saw Dave Matthews in concert.
Yeah. We definitely got a contact.
No,
there.
We didn't. You're so full of it.
What about that guy? He was like 400 pounds sitting behind us and he was just smoking the whole time. And my dad and Brian were drinking right in front of him. And they're like, look at this guy.
You're so we did not get a contact high. I think you're confused because we were outside. Yes, people were smoking weed, but you would have to have a lot of it in
a
small enclosed space in order to get contact high. You probably had one beer and were buzzed.
I did.
Definitely not.
And then I had
tied.
Four more, so it was a little more than buzzed.
You're ridiculous.
But Mama Connie, you should come with us next time.
She's gonna be here.
Your mom is someone who's like doesn't drink or whatever. But if you were like, "Hey, want to try?" She'd be like, "No."
It's like you almost have to trick her. Be like, "I don't know what this is. You should try it. What do you think?" And then she'd be like,
that's my
oh,
mom.
I don't know.
That's my mom, too. My mom was always like, never do drugs, never drink, never have sex, all this stuff. And I'm like, Mike, you want some of this?
Your mom's definitely never done drugs.
No. But I think she'd be more open to it now.
I don't know.
Because she's seen my grandfather with his joint pain and stuff. He was on it and it like helped or whatever. But
yeah.
Now we're on a tangent.
No.
But... tonight we're gonna go out,
but for the record we don't do drugs either.
No,
seriously.
I get paranoid about drugs, honestly. That time that in the family room was like the only time.
I woke up
into it, like when we were watching Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Oh,
also.
Okay.
Yeah, I like woke up into it and then I realized that I was affected and I left,
right?
Because I am a lunatic.
I realized I was infected with the weed.
The weed has got me. But I like a good drink. I'll drink.
Yeah, I go through phases. Like, I feel like just with my health and different things, like, I like having something that I really enjoy, like, one of them. But
I don't drink to
other
get
than
drunk.
That,
I drink because, like, for flavors, honestly.
Right. You like a nice cold beer after a hot day of work.
Oh, no, that's a necessity. Because I'll crush a beer after a hot day and then, like, drink water.
Mm-hmm.
But the beer... is just straight calories. I need it. I need the energy.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a beer after your marathon. Don't look at me like that.
I didn't. You think I'm judging and I'm not.
You are. Whatever.
There's zero judgment, babe.
1 a.m.
I've been drinking a lot of kombucha.
Yeah, you drank. Well, I was going to grab it this morning and it wasn't there.
In
the fridge. There was one.
I didn't drink that. I pour it from the spout.
Hutch.
No, I was... talking to the doctor today because I can't have yeast, but there's yeast in kombucha, but it's from natural cultures. And I'm like, can I have kombucha? He's like, yes, drink a lot of kombucha. I was like, perfect. I have like 5 gallons of batches that I've made at home.
We need to go through them.
No, I need to continue the cycle and keep making more. So Anyways, we love you guys.
Yeah.
We got to go to our date night.
Write us in advice, questions,
comments, concerns.
If you want to leave us voice messages, you could do that on Instagram DMs.
That. So we enjoy that.
Yeah, leave us voicemail questions or something. We'll try to play it
We
can play it so the crowd can hear. And let's get involved. Let's get in each other's lives. Let's get together.
Let's get physical.
Let's get together, man. We'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
One love.
One life.
That's our attempt. But we love you guys.
Hear the children crying.
We're in it for the long haul. It's not just a phrase. We're in it forever. But in my vows, I did say, in this life and the next.
Hmm.
So you got me for eternity.
And in my vows, I said, I will forever drop it like it's hot for you.
Yeah. Which, get up. You vowed. You
Babe.
Vowed in front of God. Get up.
We're still recording.
Get up.
What do you want me to do?
Drop it like it's hot. I'll sing for you. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Snoop. look at Hutch. Hutch is so excited. All right, guys. We love you. Have a good weekend. Happy Friday. We out.
Peace.